Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. Numerous farmers across Minnesota took advantage of extremely warm conditions in late February and early March to plant crops, including soybeans. With cold weather expected in the near term, University of Minnesota Extension soybean agronomist Seth Nave joins this podcast to address some of the potential impacts on those early planted beans.
Well, obviously, Seth, we had some folks with that warm weather early do some early planting. I guess your thoughts on the potential success of such plantings?
Well, I think it's a great experiment, and it's fun to poke around a little bit as long as people do it on a really small scale. I think, you know, our average frost dates that we have, you know, are early May, late April, depending on what part of the, you know, south part of the state we're in. And also, you know, if we're looking at 28 degrees or 32 degrees. So, I mean, there's a lot of time to get another frost. And so the real question is whether those soybeans will be in warm enough soil to come out of the soil and emerge in time to be frosted, or whether they'll just hang out underground until we're clear of that window.
So we're looking at some colder conditions and maybe even some snow here over the next week, which probably puts the damper on folks trying to get out and about. But like you said, any potential impact from what's already in the ground, if that's what in fact we do see?
Well, I guess take it in two pieces. The first one is this kind of attitude adjustment, I would say. That's, you know, I think it's a good correction for us. It's amazing how we all look at our calendars every day and see what day of the year it is, and then as soon as we go outside, then we just think that it's a month or two advanced of where we're at. So it's amazing how our brains work or don't work in many cases. And so I think it's good. It's probably very healthy for us to get a little correction with some cold weather. And in terms of getting out there and scratching around or planting this early. In relation to those soybeans that were planted very early, again, it kind of depends on where they were. I mean, we had such good warm temperatures. I haven't kept track of heat units, but you know, there is an opportunity every time we capture a few heat units, those soybeans will imbibe and start to germinate and start to move on us. So soybeans will come up in about 70 heat units accumulated over time. And so if they were to come up and then get snowed on and freezing temperatures on them, that'd be really tough on those early season ones. The ones that are underground and have been planted in the relatively cold soil and have just kind of sat there, I mean, I kind of think about these soybeans maybe planted on Friday or Saturday of this week, they would probably be very fine through all this. It's just that they're going to be very prone to a lot of soil-borne problems because they're just going to hang out in the soil for another 3 weeks or more before they emerge.
I mean, obviously, guys are trying to take advantage of much sunlight to maximize the potential. Is that still something that's, you know, maybe there for them if they do survive this cold shot and we do get the warmer conditions?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. I mean, early planting is going to be helpful as long as we don't have frost and freeze conditions. There's no question that getting things going early would help. And, you know, if the year continues to be just as crazy as it has been and we don't have another frost, you know, after this upcoming cool conditions, I mean, farmers that were really aggressive on things and maybe get out here in the next couple weeks could be okay. But, you know, the real question is there going to be something else beyond, you know, after April 1st for a freeze and a frost? And there's a 90% chance based on history that it's going to happen. So the question is whether it's worth rolling the dice. And so the old thing that Bruce Potter always said was you have to plant early if you want to have a chance to replant. And I think that's where we're at this year, is that farmers really have to expect to replant anything that they plant, you know, beyond early April into mid April, even with the crazy weather we've had. So, buyer beware, and I think most farmers are, and so I think it's all good grand experiments as long as nobody gets hurt too seriously out of it.
This has been an unusual winter. Has there been anything like it that you've seen in your history, or is this a kind of one for the record books?
Well, my record book and the record book, and I think all kinds of record books for sure. There's nothing like it for sure. So, and nobody really knows, you know, it's interesting talking to the biologists that are looking at entomology or pathology, and, you know, everybody has theories on how this weather might affect those bugs, but, you know, there's always two sides of it. We could have cold conditions now that after these things kind of release a little bit, and we could actually set some things back. We might end up setting back our cherry trees and our apple trees as well, but you know, it could set the bugs back too. So it's all outside of our existing knowledge. I think we've never had a winter like this, so I don't think anybody can really predict how it's going to shake out.
Thanks for joining us. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. Get the latest farm news and market information daily from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture.